Translation: O my Lord, you have executed all duties yourself. Are you leaving us today? Though we are completely dependent on your mercy and have no one else to protect us, now when all kings are on enmity with us. Purport: The Pandavas are most fortunate because with all good luck they were entirely dependent on the mercy of the Lord. In a material world, to be dependent on the mercy of someone else is the utmost sign of misfortune. But in a case of our transcendental relation with the Lord, it is the most fortunate case when we can live completely dependent on Him. The material disease is due to thinking of becoming independent of everything. But the cruel material nature does not allow us to become independent. The false attempt to become independent of the stringent laws of nature is known as material advancement of experimental knowledge. The whole world is moving on this false attempt of becoming independent of these laws of nature, beginning from Ravana, who wanted to prepare a direct staircase to the planets of heaven, down to the present age. They are trying to overcome the laws of nature. They are trying how to approach distant planetary systems by electronical mechanical power. But the highest goal of human civilization is to work hard under the guidance of the Lord and become completely dependent on Him. The highest achievement of perfect civilization is to work with the valor, but at the same time depend completely on the Lord. The Pandavas were ideal executors of this standard of civilization. Undoubtedly, they were completely dependent on the goodwill of the Lord Sri Krishna, but they were not idle parasites of the Lord. They were all highly qualified, both by personal character and by physical activities. Still, they always looked for the mercy of the Lord, because they knew that every living being is dependent by constitutional position. The perfection of life is therefore to become dependent on the will of the Lord, instead of becoming falsely independent in the material world. Those who try to become falsely independent of the Lord are called anatta, or without any guardian, whereas those who are completely dependent on the Lord, on the will of the Lord, are called sanata, or those having someone to protect them. Therefore, we must try to be sanata, so that we can always be protected from the unfavorable condition of material existence. By the deluding power of the external material nature, we forget that the material condition of life is the most undesirable perplexity. The Bhagavad Gita therefore directs us that after many, many births, one fortunate person becomes aware of the fact that Vasudeva is all in all, and that the best way of leading one's life is to surrender unto Him completely. This is the sign of a Mahatma. All the members of the Pandava family were Mahatmas in household life. Maharaj Yudhishthira was the head of these Mahatmas, and Queen Kunti Devi was the mother. The lessons of the Bhagavad Gita and all the Puranas, specifically the Bhagavad Puran, are therefore inevitably connected with the history of the Pandava Mahatmas. For them, separation from the Lord was just like the separation of the fish from water. Srimati Kunti Devi therefore felt such separation like a thunderbolt, and the whole prayer of the queen is to try to pursue the Lord to stay with them. After the battle of Kurukshetra, although the inimical kings were killed, their sons and grandsons were still there to deal with the Pandavas. It is not only the Pandavas who were put into the condition of enmity, but all of us are always in such a condition. And the best way of living is to become completely dependent on the will of the Lord, and thereby overcome all difficulties of material existence. So, translation one more time. O my Lord, you have executed all duties yourself. Are you leaving us today? Though we are completely dependent on your mercy and have no one else to protect us, now when all kings are at enmity with us. Om Jnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadandikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Parakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahakana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Brindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpa Tarubhnyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Shri Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatyadeshatarine Namo Namo Nirudaya Rishikesha Indriyatmane Namaha Paramahamsaya Purnaya Nibridatmane Hare Krishna. Thank you for giving me opportunity to speak. What can I speak in front of all these devotees who are most senior to me? But maybe something will come. So this whole chapter is about prayers. Chapter 8 is about prayers. We all need to learn how to pray. So best way to learn how to pray is this chapter 8. Nectar of Devotion explains, and Bhagavatam as well, that if you want to ask something, Lord, if you want to ask from the Lord something, you should first glorify Him. After glorifying Him sufficiently, then at the end you can maybe ask something. So before you can ask. So what prayers essentially mean? Prayers essentially means that you want to take shelter of a person, of Krishna. And then when you take shelter of Krishna, you depend on Him. And ultimately, depending on Krishna means to be Krishna conscious. So we all want to be Krishna conscious. So if we want to be Krishna conscious, we need to learn how to pray. Because all of us individuals, we all have our natures, our desires, our moods. So we all need to learn how to pray to the Lord individually by following acharyas and their prayers. So maybe by repeating prayers from acharyas, by meditating on their prayers, we may develop desire to pray as well. So let us discuss what means to depend on the Lord and how to depend on the Lord, because the whole chapter is about depending on the Lord. Sanata, anata, depending on the Lord, having someone who gives us shelter and not having someone who gives us shelter. So let's see what this means. I brought a few points out. Let's see how it goes. So let us discuss how to depend on the holy name. What means to depend on the holy name? What are examples of devotees who depended on holy name? Maimaivam sajiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana manasastraindriyani prakritistani karsati. That because people are so much conditioned or affected by the senses, they are controlled by the senses, because of that they struggle to focus, they struggle to depend on the Lord, because senses are pulling them so strongly. Srimad Bhagavatam explains that if you can't control senses, you can't actually be Krishna conscious. Prabhupada explains as well that if you can't follow these four equality principles, it will be very difficult, actually impossible, to be Krishna conscious. So first thing is actually control the senses. So let us look at the example of people who practiced controlling the senses, and they chanted the holy names, they depended on the Lord names. One of my favorite examples from Ramayana is the story of building the bridge to cross over to Lanka. And the story goes like that, the pastime of Lord Ram. So now Lord Ram gave instruction to the devotees, please, we need to build a bridge to cross over. So everyone's thinking how to do that, how to build a bridge to cross over. So they've been thinking different ways. So then Hanuman came with the idea, let's just throw the stones into the ocean and we'll build a bridge like that. So they started like that. They took the stone, threw into ocean, but then what happened? Stone sank into the water. they took another stone, threw it again, same thing happened. So it didn't work out. So then Hanuman sat down in the silence and started to meditate on Lord Ram. What shall I do? How shall I serve you the best? His interest is to serve him. Actually, he was the best example of depending on the Lord. So then idea came to him, because he was so dependent on Lord Sri Ram, that actually then he idea came, I shall write the name of my Lord on the stone and then throw him in the water. Let's see what happens. So he did that. He wrote the name Sri Ram on the stone, throw it into ocean, and the stone remained on the floating on the ocean. And then all the monkeys saw that they went into, you know, they'd be very blissful. So then they started to throw the stones with the name of Lord Ram on it. So this went for a few days. Then Lord Ram came. And then Lord Ram saw that what they're doing. So he was thinking, my devotee is doing so much sacrifice for me. I want to do the same. So in the night when nobody saw, because in the day if he went there, he tried to help, nobody would allow him. So in the night he went to kind of also do something. So he went there, took the stone, same stone with his written name on, and threw into ocean. Stone sank into water. He took another stone with his name on it, threw it, and again, stone sank. So I was thinking, what is the secret of my devotees? Why is this happening? Hanuman, being always never separated from Lord Sri Ram, he saw behind the bushes what's going on. So he approached the Lord. Oh, my dear Lord, you're the greatest of all. You don't need to do this. And then Lord Sri Ram asked him, why my stones don't float on this ocean? Why your ones do? So then Hanuman told him the science of devotional service. He said, reason why, my Lord, who am I to instruct you? But I can give you, I can tell you what's actually happening. You see, when we write the name of Sri Ram and throw it into ocean, we're actually connecting with you. But when your name is written and you're throwing it away from you, so then stone is not happy, it will never stay on top, because stone always wants to be with you. So secret is about depending on the Lord. Namo Brahmanya Devaya Ramaya Kunta Medase Uttama Shloka Duryaya Nyasta Dandar Pitanagraya Namo Brahmanya Devaya. I offer my obeisances to Lord Sri Ram, who is so merciful to his devotees. Ramaya Kunta Medase. I offer my obeisances to Lord Ram, whose intelligence is greater than anyone else. Uttama Shloka Duryaya. Lord Ram is famous of all famous people. Nyasta Dandar Pitanagraya. Lord Ram, I offer my obeisance to you because you are worshipped by all the great Brahmins and devotees who are free from all sins. So learning how to take shelter of the holy name, because holy name is everything. It destroys all the sins. It purifies us and gives us attraction for Lord Sri Krishna, his pastime, his form, everything. Actually, everything is in the holy name if we're constantly chanting, if we're really developing desire to depend on the Lord, on his names. Namo Sankirtana Yasya Sarva Papa Pranashanam Pranamoduka Shamanas Tam Namami Hari Param. It says that this holy name destroys all the sins, everything. I offer my obeisance to these holy names because no anartha will remain in the heart if I simply, sincerely, devotionally chant these holy names. And as this story continues by Lord Sri Ram, after bridge was built, and everything was done, you know, Ravana was, killed and everyone was happy. Then Vibhishan was going around and, you know, glorifying Lord Sri Ram and looking what's happening in Lanka. Then one minister approached him. He said, I want to ask you something. What is the secret that stones have been floating on the ocean? How is this possible? What is the secret? So simply we wrote name of Lord Sri Ram on a stone and this is what happened. He had doubts. He was not really fixed, wise like that. He didn't really believe in the heart fully. So then Vibhishan understood that. So what he did, he gave him a leaf and wrote the name of Sri Ram on a leaf. He said, take this leaf and go walk over the ocean and you will not sink yourself. But don't open the leaf. Don't have doubts. Just try it. So then the minister went, he took the leaf, he was crossing over the ocean, and ocean was only going up to his knees, he was just crossing over. But then doubts came to his mind. He said, how is this possible, just simply by, is this some mystic yoga or something, how is possible that simply by hearing or by having holy name with you, of Lord, I can do something like that. So he started to doubt. He opened the leaf. And the moment he started to doubt, he sank into ocean because he didn't have faith in the holy name. Mantratas tantratas shidran desha kalar havastutaha saram karoti nishidram anu sankirtanam tava. Mantratas tantratas chadram. It says that any mantras you chant, any tantras you do, any mantras you chant, any mudras you perform, actually, this all, if you do everything with some mistakes, even if you don't do properly, doesn't matter. Simply by chanting the holy names, sarvam karoti nishidram, all the mantras, all the tantras, all the mudras become perfect because you chanted the holy name. So secret is about depending on the holy name. This is the essence of our movement. This is the essence of all the shastras. Satatam kintayanto mam yatantas chadrita avritaha. It says, always chant my name. And what next? Yatanta shadrita vrata. With great determination, have focus. Focus on the holy name. Namasyantas chamam bhaktiya. Offer obeisances to me. But the focus is satatam kirtayantumam yatanta shadrita vrata. With great determination, you do that. Then results will come. We often have our plans and we chant the names. We depend on the Lord. But then what happens? Sometimes we take advantage, we take shelter of our talents, we take shelter of our skills, rather than depending on the Lord. So actually sometimes it's better to be a devotee who doesn't have any qualities, any talents, any skills, because it doesn't have nothing else to depend on it, only the holy name, really. So this is secret of the success, depending on the holy name. Another beautiful example which is very special about Birbal and Akbar. So they're famous in India, very, very prominent. So Birbal was minister in the court of Akbar. They've been very close friends as well. One was kind of brahminical advisor to other. So then once they went on a mission to complete some task in another town. So at that time they didn't have cars or planes or proper facility to travel, of course. So they went by foot or by, chariot. So while walking there, they, at the middle of the trip, they stopped and they sat under some tree, under some shade and just sitting there and didn't have nothing to eat at that time. They ran out of food and everything. So Birbal was his minister and then Akbar was a king. So then Akbar was a kshatriya. Of course, and then he, as a kshatriya, said, "Okay, we need to arrange something to eat. I need to organize something." Birbal was sitting there in the shade and just chanting the name of Shri Ram, and they said, "I'm not going nowhere. I will just chant the names. Everything will be provided." So then Akbar told him, "How? Just by chanting the holy names, you need to also do your part, and then you can depend on the holy name as well. But you need to do something yourself as well." Birbal was not distracted. He continued to chant. So then Akbar, beg some food, buy some food. So he came back after a few hours and Birbal was still chanting the name of Shri Ram. So then he told him, "Oh, I ate already. This is something for you." So then Birbal was eating, and then while he was eating, Akbar told him, "Look, you see, you didn't do nothing and I was going, no food came to you. And I was working so hard, I got food for us." So Birbal told him something amazing, which actually it's very, very, very deep. Story is simple, but very deep. He said that, actually, you know what? I was chanting the holy names, and what happened? Even king was going to beg for me and bring me the food. So I didn't do nothing. So I was just chanting on Shri Ram, depending on Shri Ram, and then even king went out of begging and he brought me some food. So he saw it like that. So I think secret is by really depending on the Lord and seeing Lord in every situation. Prabhupada always told us, actually last morning we heard the class on the altar, while dressing the deities. Prabhupada said that you should see Krishna in water. When you're drinking water, if you don't see Krishna, you're an animal. So point is that in any situation we should try to see Krishna, and then naturally you will develop desire to offer him prayers, depend on him. And this is Krishna consciousness. Then you can call yourself Krishna conscious. Another beautiful example. This is actually a real story. So one devotee, non-devotee, he knew devotees for a long time and he never took to chanting the holy names. He appreciated devotees, but he was not really inspired to chant. He didn't have this faith, adhika, mercy. So then devotees will come and go and he will continue with his life. He was a pious man, but he didn't take the holy name. So then time of death came. He was very sick. He was about to die. And then what happened? He got desire to chant because now he's, you know, in most critical situation. He can't depend on his family. He can't depend on medicine anymore. He will die definitely. Only shelter he knows now. It's the Krishna's names. So then he told his servant, please go and get me some tulsi beads. I want to start to chant. So then he went. Servant was surprised because now suddenly he wants to chant. So then anyway, he went to buy the beads. By the time he came back, this person died. So then this person died. Yamadutas came to take him. But then Vishnudutas came as well. He said, you can't take him. Because this person chants the holy name. He said, well, he never chanted the holy name. And then Vishnuta said, no, he had desire to chant the holy name. So he didn't have right to take this person or we'll take him with us. So, Kaler Do Shanide Rajan Asti Hieko Mahan Gunam. It said that, Kirtanateva Krishnasya. It says that, you know, so many faults are in this age, so many, you know, challenges, so many difficulties, but simply one good thing is in this age, that simply by chanting names of Krishna with faith, you can attain liberation very easily. Mukta Sangha Param Vrajet. Very easy you can attain all perfection, all the siddhis, all perfections by depending on the holy name. So this is one of the examples how to depend on the holy name. So let us look other ways, how we can depend in other ways on Krishna. Actually, the best way to depend on Krishna is depend on the sadhus. Yashastra vidi mutsrijya vartate kama karataha. It says one who doesn't follow shastras and acts out of his own whims and does whatever he wants. Nasa siddhim na apnoti na sukham na param gatim. Nasa siddhim, he will never attain any siddhi or perfection. Na sukham, he can't attain any happiness, he can't get any happiness if he doesn't follow the shastra. Param gatim, he can't even achieve any higher planets. What to say about Krishna Loka if he doesn't follow shastra? So we are devotees are very eager to follow shastra only for that reason, because it brings them closer to Krishna. So we take shelter of shastra, and what shastra says, take shelter of my devotees. So let us see examples of people who took shelter of devotees. Also some pastimes in Srimad Bhagavata maybe don't directly explain the devotees took shelter of the devotees. Rather, it may appear externally they took shelter of the holy name or they took shelter of Krishna. But actually, in essence, they took shelter of devotees. Let us discuss the life of Ajamil. So Ajamil, we know his situation in Srimad Bhagavatam, but something happened even before the story in Srimad Bhagavatam. So there was one Rishi who was very, very powerful personality, always chanting holy names, but he was very full of hair. He had a lot of hair on his body. So he would regularly experience itching, which disturbed his meditation, his sadhana, his bhajan. So then he will go to, he went to his friend, senior sage, to ask advice. What shall I do? You know, look, I'm chanting the holy names, I'm depending on the Lord, I'm trying my best, but this itching is disturbing my focus. What shall I do? So then he advised him, go to the most sinful person in the town and take a remnants of his, and you'll be cured. So of course, he being the Rishi himself, he understood that must be some deep meaning behind that, because otherwise, why should somebody tell me to take the remnants of somebody low class? So he went, so he was looking. So he came to the house, at that time Ajamil. So Ajamil already left his old parents, he left his beautiful wife, and he already started to associate and live with prostitute. So then he came, this Rishi came to the house of Ajamil. He was not at the home, so then His wife was there. So then Rishi came and said, oh, please give me some prasad, remnants. And then she started immediately to cook, because culture is when sadhu comes to your home, you should start to, you know, immediately serve him somehow other, at least offer a seat, offer, you know, some water at least, something. So then she started to cook, but he says, no, don't cook. Just give me the remnants of your husband. This is all I want. So then his wife was confused, you know. First of all, this is not the etiquette, it's not culture. How can I do that? But anyway, he being sadhu, you know, she listened to order. So then she went and, you know, and I, of course, gave him some remnants. The moment he took the remnants, he got you know, free from his itching. He could continue his sadhana. But then, before he left, while walking, he was thinking, but I need to do something for these people, because now, you know, they helped me to focus on my sadhana. So he came back and he saw a small child running around. He just, you know, actually not running around. He was just there in a bed, just newborn child. So he told the wife of Ajam, and he said, now I give him the name Narayan. You still didn't give him the name, so please give him the name Narayan. So then, of course, she listened. Sadhu said, we all as devotees have culture. Whenever his baby born, you go to the saintly person, and then sometimes saintly person will give the grain, saintly person will cut the hair, always saintly persons are involved in any of our life. Somehow or other, we invite devotees to bless the child, the house, the initiation, any situation in our life. So then he gave the name Narayan. And of course, we know what happened after Srimad Bhagavatam explains. But then, beginning of this chapter, Parikshit Maharaj is asking Shukadeva Goswami, you know, all these people are performing so many sins, and, you know, then they do some prayashita, they get free from sin, but then again they perform the sin. So what is the way forward with that? So there is series of beautiful verses in this chapter explaining. But before that, it says, yatra yatra chamad bhaktya, prashanto samudachara, samuda samudacharas, tepi yante apiki kataha. It says that wherever and whenever they are devotees of the Lord Vishnu, who are decorated with all beautiful qualities and they are very peaceful, this place, even if it's condemned, becomes purified. So sadhu came to the Rishi, to the Ajamra's house, and he purified everything. Maybe it's not visible or you can actually touch, but mercy is there whenever sadhu comes. So then they receive the mercy. So then Ajamil, of course, he was doing so many sins, so many bad things, forgetting about Krishna. Then time of death came, and you know, and then you know, we know what happened. Vishnudutas came, Yamadutas came, wanted to take him, but then Vishnudutas came, said no, because he called his son Ryan, so he has sufficient piety. Also, you know, he took shelter of the Lord. You can't really take him away. Jai Shri Radha Gokulananda Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Shri Gaurinitashala Prabhupada Ki Jai. So then he took shelter, you can't take him. So then in this chapter, it's a very beautiful verse. It says, Kechit kevalaya bhaktya vasudeva parayanaha akam durvanti kartena niharam eva bhaskaraha. It says, one who is engaged in devotional service, he actually destroys all the sins. And not only destroy all the sins very quickly, but also without sins coming back. By engaging in devotional service or serving the sadhus, the root of the sins are destroyed, the desires are destroyed. So this is the benefits of Krishna consciousness, of the service, because root is destroyed, desires are transformed, or desires are redirected for something else. So you, by chanting the holy names, you destroy all the sins. By doing devotional service, you keep away from trouble by not indulging in something else, because we are following the four equity principles, we are chanting the service. So we are actually constantly a liberated platform as devotees, because you are not performing new sins, and Shastra explains, by chanting nicely the holy names, you free yourself from the sins you committed before. So devotees are actually liberated souls. This is why it says, yatra yatra shamad bhakta, you know, yepi yanti apiki kataha. Wherever a devotee goes, even if place is condemned, it becomes purified. Why? Because of that reason. All of us have experience when you met first time devotees. first time you met devotees, what was experience? You can just relate to these devotees so much. You can open their heart to them. You can speak to them. You just want to be with them. Why? Because you feel purity is there. Then gradually, how time goes, we may get familiar. We may, you know, lose the focus. We may, you know, again, some desire may creep in. We may kind of be deviated. But Shastra explains devotees are liberated souls like that, especially if we sincerely chant the holy name. Another beautiful story of how to depend on the devotee, or how to take shelter of a devotee. It's a beautiful story from Ramayana. So there was hunter. There was one hunter in Ramayana who was very sinful man. Actually, he would kill the animals and then get the goats and kill the goats, do sacrifice and then perform different sacrifices. So he had one daughter. One daughter was very pious, and she could not see that. She could not look at that. Her name was Shabari. So she could not really see what's happening. So then she left the home. She said, I want to focus on self-realization. I want to serve the sadhus. She went around and searching for guru. So she could not find the guru because, she was low caste. At that time, the caste system was very strong. So nobody wanted to initiate her. So then, she was going around, and then finally one sage agreed, said, okay, you take shelter of me. You just come to my ashram, do some service, cleaning, and, this will be, do good for you. Just do that. But what happened, all other Brahmins in the community and all other sages in this community, they complained and they criticized him. How you can do that? Same what happened with Prabhupada, actually. Whenever he started to give initiation and Brahmin initiation to the Westerners, so many Brahmins complained, how you can give initiation to Mlechas and Yavanas. So same thing happened with Shabari. So then, but anyway, he didn't listen. We know when Acharya does something, it's always many reasons behind it and empowerment. So then anyway, he took her to his home, and then, years and years of service she rendered to him. And then finally, time came for the guru to leave this planet and go back to the spiritual sky. So before leaving, Shabari was very distressed. And she said, "My spiritual master, I want to go with you. Please take me." Then, he said, "No, you can't go yet, because Lord Sri Ram will come to that place, and once you see Sri Ram, then you will come to me." So being very devoted to her guru, she did that. So then, many of us heard the story, then what she started to do. So every day since when her guru passed away, she went to forest, she picked the best fruits, the best berries, and she will kind of even taste them to see if they are very sweet. If they're not sweet, she'll throw them away and get a nice one. And then she'll put them in a room waiting for Lord Ram when she'll come. She'll constantly wait for Lord Ram. Why? Because she had faith, she was depending on her guru. So she didn't have really realization who is Lord Ram, if he will really come, but she was depending on a sadhu. So then she depended like that. Bhagavat Vida Bhagavatas Tirtha Bhuta Svayam Bhavo Tirthi Kurvanti Tirthani Svantastena Gadabrita. Svantastena Gadabrita, it says, why devotees are so special? Why devotees, when they go to places, they purify the place and they turn place into holy place? Why? Svantastena Gadabrita, because they carry Krishna in their hearts. So whenever devotee meditates on Krishna, focuses on Krishna, because of that reason, only that reason, he is powerful. And only for that reason, devotee is glorified when he goes in Harinam and does nice Harinam. Only for that reason, he is glorified if he does nice service. Only for that reason, he is glorified if he gives nice class. Only for that reason, he is glorified if he knows many shlokas and brings many people to Krishna consciousness. Only for that reason, Svantasthena Gadabrita, he carries Krishna in his heart, and he's focused on that. He doesn't deviate from Krishna consciousness. So this is his qualification. This is devotee's qualification. Svantasthena Gadabrita. Narottam Das Thakur recently we celebrated his appearance day. And Narottam Das Thakur did exactly the same. He was always depending on sadhu. We all know Lord Chaitanya predicted Narottam will come while he was doing Harinam. And then later on, devotees asked him, who is that Narottam? So he said, some great personality will appear who will introduce new style of kirtan, which is actually Narottam Das Thakur's bhajans. So then he had this faith in heart that, you know, Lord will appear, Narottam will appear, devotees had faith, so they waited when this will happen. So then finally Narottam appeared in Kettery, and we all know, whoever heard the classes or read the books, he appeared in Kettery after long trying of his parents to get a child. Finally he came to this planet, he grew up, and we know then he had a dream, and in dream Lord Chaitanya appeared to him and said, you should take initiation from Lokanath Goswami. Then he went walking in Vrindavan because he had faith, if I take shelter of Lokanath Goswami, I'll get mercy from Lord Chaitanya. So walking, running from parents, you know, they catched him, then he ran again. So he reached Vrindavan, and first thing he wanted to see in Vrindavan is not Radha Govinda temple, it's not Madan Mohan temple, it's not any of the temples, it's not any of the, he didn't want to see Govardhan, he didn't want to see Radhakund. He focused himself to see who? Lokanath Goswami, his spiritual master. So then he ran to Lokanath Goswami, and immediately, first thing when he saw him, he asked him, please give me shelter. Please, I want to serve you. Of course, we know the story. Lokanath Goswami rejected him for 1.5-2 years. Finally, rendering some small service, he got the mercy. He got the mercy from Lokanath Goswami, and then he got initiated. Then he moved on to preach and spread the mission, and you know, he's one of the very prominent personalities in our movement. Tulayama lavenapi nasvargam na punarbhavam bhagavad bhakti sangasya mrityanam ashisha shaha. It says that tulayama lavenapi nasvargam na punarbhavam. It says that even a moment association of the Lord is so of the devotees is so precious, even higher than going to heavenly planets and emerging into Brahman, for the conditioned soul who is on the verge to die, this is the highest blessing. Because just by moment association of a sadhu, what happens? We develop taste for seva, taste for chanting the Nam Kirtan, taste for, you know, associating with devotees. Prashanga majaram pasham atmano kavayo viduhu sakhalinha nastaha yoga parantapa. It says that associating with sadhu is the essence of everything. Sadhu is a secret of success. We just need to learn how to practice that. So let us move to the next section. So we dependent on how, we learned or we heard how to depend on the sadhus, how to depend on the holy name. So let us discuss and see examples how to depend on Krishna. What are examples? Ashradaya hutam datam tapas taptam kritam chayat. It says that one who does the yagyas, one who chants all the mantras and does the tapasya, if he doesn't have faith in Krishna, all this is useless. Asat iti uchate parta na chatat pritya na iha. He will not be happy in this world or the next. He will not achieve nothing without faith of the Lord. So first thing is to take shelter of the Lord. Govardhan pastime is best example. In the, all the Vrajabasis performed the sacrifice for Lord Indra in Vraj. And, of course, Krishna saw what happened, and we know very well that he corrected them. He said, this is not good. By karmic reaction, you anyway get your amount of happiness is distress. Why to worship Indra? He doesn't give you happiness. He just needs to do whatever your karma is to give you this amount. So worship Govardhan instead. So of course, you know, somehow or other, they listened to Krishna and they did that. Then Indra got very angry and he showered, you know, so much rain and, you know, tsunamis have been in Vraj, you know, like that, because so much rain, everything. Everyone's scared. So what Krishna did with his small little finger of the left hand, he lifted Govardhan Hill and he told everyone, come inside. Everyone took shelter of Krishna. Although he was boy, he was child. Nobody questioned. Everyone took shelter of Krishna. Namaste Giri Rajaya Shri Govardhana Namine Ashesha Klesha Nashaya Paramananda Daine. Ashesha Klesha Nashaya. By taking shelter of Govardhan, of Krishna, all the kleshas, all the disturbances, all difficulties are destroyed. Ashesha Klesha Nashaya Paramananda Daine. And all the Parama Ananda, ultimate bliss is achieved, supreme bliss is achieved simply by taking shelter of of Giriraj. Then what happened after that? Krishna put it after, you know, tsunami, you know, after this whole incident with the rain and everything was finished. Indra realized what happened. Then he went to beg for the mercy. So we know he asked advice from Brahma. Brahma told him, take Surabhika with you because she's devotee of Krishna. Krishna will be more merciful to you. So then he went there and he begged mercy from Krishna. Krishna was very expertly standing away from everyone. So then when Indra comes, when he asks for forgiveness, he will not be even more humiliated if others see. So then he met him separately, privately to forgive him. And then what happened? Then he got forgiven. And then Surabhika offered very beautiful prayer to Lord Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Mahayogin, Vishmatma, Vishwasambhava, Bhavata Lokanatena, Sanata, Vayam Achuta. Krishna, Krishna, Mahayogin, you're the greatest of all yogis. Vishwatma, Vishwasambhava, you're the Lord of everything. We are so happy, Achuta, to have you as our Lord. So we can see example, Vrijabhasis took shelter of Krishna, Indra took shelter of Krishna. Surabhika took shelter of the Krishna. And actually, all this taking shelter of Krishna started with prayers. All the dependents of Krishna started with offering prayers. So we need to learn how to offer prayers. So let us move on. We discussed how to take shelter of the holy name of Krishna and devotees. So let us discuss how to take shelter of service, because service is something what we do every day, constantly. Let us see examples of devotees who did that. Actually, I was sharing with Brahmacharis in ashram maybe 3-4 weeks ago. One of my main services is puja at the mana. So one of the services is, you know, overlooking the worship, making sure, you know, the everything is ready, prepared, garlands are there, devotees are on the time. So one day I was walking and in temple room, Matajis have been making garlands. So I went to check if everything's okay. They need some more thread for the garland, this and that. And then one Mataji, elderly Mataji, was there and she was crying. At the same time, she was smiling. So then I asked Mataji, are you okay? Everything is okay? And then she looked at me. Yeah, it's okay. But I'm just very allergic on these particular flowers. So I'm so happy to do service, but tears coming from my eyes, my throat gets, you know, choked, and, you know, I get irritation of skin, red skin. So I'm struggling so much. Last time I went even to hospital because I stayed for 2 days in hospital because of that. I could not handle it. And then I said, Mataji, how many years are you doing this service? So she said, so many years. I don't know how many years she told me. And I said, why are you doing this service if it's so serious? Like, you know, it's, you know, health threatening. You know, and then life threatenings. And then she said, no, I'm ready to die for this service. I don't want to give my service because this service gives me such a happiness. Kechet kevalaya bhaktiya vasudeva parayana. Like we said, agam duryanti karchena. By performing devotional service, agam duryanti karchena, very, very quickly, all the bad things in heart are destroyed. And Niharam Iva Bhaskaraha, same as sun removes fog, devotional service removes all the obstacles on the path of bhakti. So these are some examples of how to take shelter of our services, of Krishna, holy name, of sadhus. Taking shelter of devotees, it's so important. But then what is the essence of taking shelter? What is the fruit of taking shelter of devotees, of Krishna, of sadhus, of holy name? What will be the essence? Nectar of instruction explains the dhami pratignihati guyam akyati prichati bhunkte bojayate ceva sat priti vidilakshanam. There are 6 loving exchanges by devotees and it's all about giving. It's all about giving what you received. Give prashadam, give wisdom, give the knowledge you received. So then the fruit of all this taking shelter naturally develop in a heart desire to share Krishna consciousness. So we need to come to the platform. When you know that you have desire to share Krishna consciousness, this means that you're performing your devotional service well. This means you're chanting well, because only if you're experiencing something, you can actually share Krishna consciousness. How can you share something if you don't have nothing to share? So Vaisheshika Prabhu explains that we are only sharing overflow in a cup. So all the nectar, whatever is in a cup, whatever is overflow, this is what we share. So we can only share what we have. If you don't have nothing, you can't share. So this is what I prepared for today. So we discussed how to pray, how to take shelter of the Lord, how to depend on the Lord, and ultimately how to be Krishna conscious. So now it's 8:30. I'll stop here. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Shri Prabhupada ki. Thank you.